This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Years ago, someone asked me what book of the Bible is pretty critical of God's people, and my first answer was the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah has more critical things to say about God's people than anything else I know in the Bible. And yet, right in the middle of this book, in chapter 31, God is quoted as saying this, "I have loved you with an everlasting love, and I have drawn you with loving kindness." The God of judgment is also the God of love, everlasting love. Let's talk about that all this week on Cross Hope. We begin with part one today from Jeremiah 31. I love pieces of writing, regardless if they're secular or spiritual. If they're funny, they're good and worth sharing. Robert Fulghum's an author. Some of you have read his stuff. He's written a number of books. But in the book, Things I Wish I Had Written, this is one of my favorite things he wrote. It's an actual ad, a personal ad. Don't raise your hand, but some of you have looked at those personal ads to see who's out there. Here's what the actual wording of the ad said. Loser seeks mate. Loser seeks mate. Lazy, spoiled, insensitive, irresponsible, insecure, desperate, single, white male. I hate art, I hate travel, I hate reading, and I hate exercise. I like tuna noodle casseroles, miniature golf, and tattoos. I love sitting, sleeping, drinking beer, and watching TV. You must be a single female, a former cheerleader with amnesia. You must earn $100,000 a year from a trust fund and would enjoy romantic evenings doing my laundry and cleaning my house. Would you believe that three women in the first service asked for his address? I just couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. That's desperate. A.W. Tozier, in his book, Seven Rules for Self-Discovery, says that you are known, and I am known, for seven things. And I think he's right. You may want to jot these down. Seven things that describe you as a man or describe you as a woman. They tell what kind of person you are. Number one, you are known by what you want the most in life. Let me repeat that. You're known by what you want most in life. Number two, you are known by what you think about most in life. What is it when your mind goes to neutral? Free will thinking is what I call it. What do you think about? What do you think about the most in life? That's a defining marker in who you are. Three, you're known by how you use your money. Four, what you do with your leisure time. Five, the company you enjoy. Six, whom and what we admire. Says a lot about us, whom and what we admire. And then seven, what we laugh at. What is it that we laugh at describes us as a person? I want to add an eighth one to Tozier's list, and it's this. You are known, and I am known, by what and whom you love, and by who loves you. You are known by what and whom you love, and who loves you. And it's defining. It's defining in your life who loves you. Today, I'm going to read a passage of Scripture that I described in the first two services this way. There are obviously a lot of Scripture that's informational. It's teaching. It's just simply information, spiritual information being shared. There's other material in Scripture that's inspirational and spiritually uplifting. But I think there are some Scriptures that are emotionally and psychologically beneficial, that when you hear them, you are blessed emotionally. When you hear them, you're blessed even psychologically. Today is one of those Scriptures that I'm going to read from the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, that says that you and I are loved with an everlasting love. We'll talk about what that means.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.